Good morning. So glad to have you with us for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, and with me in the studio is Mr. Ken Stanforce. And Ken, you have been involved in a ministry that you really get excited about.
Very excited about the Gideons. I've had the privilege to be a member of the Gideons International since 1983.
Wow.
I'm really excited about the mission.
I obviously can tell. 1983, you were just like three at the time, right?
Well, maybe four. Add 30 to that,
okay, and we've got
it about right.
We're good. All right. Did you have anybody in your family, a dad or an uncle, prior to that time that might have been in the Gideons, or how did you become involved in that?
Actually, my mother's cousin is very active in the ministry, and he was the one that got me involved back in 1983.
Now, tell us a bit about the Gideons. Is that associated with a church, or exactly how did they get organized?
Actually, the organization was founded in 1898 in Boscobel, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
By two men that were traveling. They ended up sharing a room in a hotel.
Okay.
And found out shortly thereafter that they were both Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the seeds of the ministry started.
Okay. At that point, did they immediately think about putting Bibles in hotels? Is that the basic idea that kind of started the vision?
Actually, it started out as more of a service organization, Christians getting together. And then in about 1907, a church organization thought that it was probably a good thing to fund the Gideons to allow them to place Bibles in hotels. So it actually came out of a church organization.
I see. So as the idea was presented to the Gideons, they began to think, wow, that might be something that God could really use.
And God has blessed this organization. Obviously, we feel as Gideons that we're called into the ministry.
Oh, sure.
And you had asked me about, you know, how are we affiliated with a specific church? And that's not the case.
Okay.
We are non-denominational organization. We have to, as Gideons, be recommended by our own pastor. If we are not, our membership is denied.
Oh, that's good. Okay. So in other words, you have to bloom where you're planted in your own local church as a servant of the Lord first. And then your pastor says, yes, I think you could really be used, you know, in that kind of a ministry.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, we want to be able to see men and women, boys and girls, come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And we do that by distributing his own inspired word in the traffic lanes of life.
Fantastic. Well, tell us a bit about the Gideons organization as such.
Well, we are currently organized in more than 200 countries or territories. And we are distributing about 1 million copies somewhere in the world every 4.5 days.
My goodness.
So that's about 85 million or so scriptures a year. But we have a goal to distribute 120 million scriptures by the year 2020.
Okay.
And, you know, we're probably best known for the hotel motel Bible.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But schools, whether it be middle schools, high schools, as long as we're on public property, public sidewalk, we distribute at schools, university campuses, hospitals, the military, fire and police, doctors and dentist offices. I could go pretty much on and on.
Now, you can't go into the schools and pass them out like to all the fifth graders, but you can stand on the sidewalks.
On public sidewalk, we have that constitutional right.
Okay, all right. And public universities, what's the regulation there?
Public universities pretty much, like, say, for example, University of Wisconsin, stand in strategic points near campus on public sidewalk and hand out to students. It all depends on the university. Sometimes universities, there's no issue where they have a free speech zone on the university where the Gideons can stand and hand out our New Testaments.
Where anybody else can stand and hand out their information, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. And you mentioned the military. Does that pretty well go across all the branches of the military?
It does. In fact, right here in Wisconsin, there is a military entrance processing station,
mm-hmm.
not that far from here,
okay.
where the Gideons have set up a display
mm-hmm.
for all four branches of the military.
Okay.
And each branch has their own camouflage New Testament.
Oh, okay.
And again, it's if the recruit wants one, it's there for the taking.
Gotcha. They take the initiative.
They take the initiative. Things have changed over the years. It used to be that the Gideons could take the initiative and offer, but mm-hmm. that's not the case anymore.
Okay. Now, as folks may not be familiar with the name Gideons, which is hard for me to imagine, why the name Gideon?
Well, actually, it comes from Judges, mm-hmm. chapter 6 and 7.
Okay.
And basically, we use the name Gideons because Gideon was willing to do whatever God asked him to do.
Okay. So as he took a stand, sword of the Lord and of Gideon, you men are also taking a stand. Now, I say men. Are women involved or is it basically men?
Actually, there are women as well.
Okay.
And our wives are part of this ministry. We look at it as a partner's ministry.
Okay.
And there is more than 300,000 men and women around the world in this ministry. If you would just take the women alone,
right,
it would be the largest evangelical women's ministry in the world.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah, that's something I didn't know. So as people are listening to us talk about the Gideons, let's say somebody wants to know a little bit more about this ministry, maybe see if it should be something that they would be interested in getting into. How would they contact somebody?
Well, some local chapters, which we call a camp,
okay,
have a phone listing in the local white pages.
Okay, all right.
But you can always go to our website, mm-hmm. www.gideons.org.
Okay.
To get more information.
To get more
about
information, contact information, that kind of a thing.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. All right. Were you saved quite a while before you became involved in the ministry?
I was saved as a young child.
Okay.
I was 10.
Uh-huh.
I know exactly where I was in a youth meeting. And I know the lady that led me to Christ. I can remember her name.
So I think you said it was about the age of 33, something like that, when you actually became involved with them. Is this something that your wife immediately became involved with or maybe later?
It was within several months of me joining the Gideons that she also joined as well.
Okay.
And we call it the Women's Auxiliary.
All right, all right. Now, you have an opportunity to go into churches. How does that work?
Well, if a church invites the Gideons in, we like to present a missions report
mm-hmm.
to that church.
Okay.
And just to tell them what the Gideons are doing around the world.
Right.
It's a missions report.
Yeah, yeah.
We give them a few statistics.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to go overboard with statistics.
Right.
But then also give them testimonies of how a Gideon placed testament or Bible has changed somebody's life for eternity.
And these are often on a Sunday morning?
Pretty much on a Sunday morning. That's
okay.
Correct.
What kind of statistics would you share if you went into a local church?
Pretty much what I said about 85 million scriptures a year, 1 million copies every 4.5 days, and also if the church was so inclined to give a love offering or a missions offering to the Gideons,
right,
we can tell them 100% of the funds that they give goes mm-hmm. to the purchase and distribution of God's word. The Gideons themselves, through their annual dues, pays for all the administrative costs.
Okay, okay. That is a very important statement, I think, because there are so many organizations that just a small percentage actually gets to the work.
Correct.
And so that's really a great thing to share. Do you have any personal stories that really illustrate what the Ministry of the Gideons is all about?
I do. I would like to take your audience to Zimbabwe.
Okay.
And take you to a school in the bush country.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 1,500 students at this school. But the Gideons themselves, the local Gideons from Zimbabwe, only had two boxes of New Testaments.
Oh.
200 scriptures.
Yeah.
When the Gideons got to school, the headmaster of the school said, I think we will have you pass out the 200 New Testaments to the top 200 students in that school.
Academic top?
Academic top.
Okay, all right.
There was a young girl there by the name of Dory. She wasn't one of the lucky 200.
I see.
But I like to think she had an appointment with God that day. Because as the distribution began, Dory came up to try to get her little New Testament.
Yeah.
And the teacher would push her away.
Mm.
That happened several times.
Okay.
Until one of the Gideons had compassion on her and slipped her a copy.
Slipped her a copy.
Of the New Testament.
Yeah.
I said she had an appointment with God. For you see, Dory took that New Testament home. She read it. And came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's fantastic.
As did her parents, both sets of grandparents, and 10 other members of her family.
Wow.
We can praise God for that.
Yeah, that's the truth. Were you on this trip?
I was not on this trip. But it says in 1 Corinthians, one plants, one waters, but yes. It's certainly God that gets the increase.
Exactly. Right. Now, how often do you normally go into churches, like how many Sundays a month, maybe?
Well, first, not every Gideon speaks in churches.
Okay.
If they feel led to do so,
mm-hmm.
we train them
okay.
to be effective speakers.
Sure.
Because we understand the church, you know, they have a time schedule. Mm-hmm. They have things they want to accomplish on a Sunday. So we want to make sure that we give them a good Gideon speaker.
Okay.
And we don't want a Gideon out of his own church more than six Sundays a year.
Oh, okay. All right. That answers my question then.
Because we want him actively involved in his own congregation or church.
Right. Well, Kim, we've run out of time, but we definitely want to hear some other stories of what God has done through the distribution of his word. And so, folks, be sure to join us again in a couple of days and just rejoice with us. And kind of be praying about, Lord, what would you have us to do as a family? What would you have me to do as an individual to be able to help the Gideons distribute the Word of God in this area and around the world? So until the next time, we trust the Lord will bless you in a fantastic way.